Now time for a locker room chat with Omega girls and basketball coach Craig Boswell. After going 1-1 this past week, Coach, we'll start off with your win at Blue Valley. Final score 44-31 on the road. Your overall thoughts on that one?
You know, I thought we played overall pretty well. You know, there was a couple mental mistakes, you know, on the defensive end, you know, amongst the game. But overall, I thought we played aggressive, physical. We had a couple transition baskets, which we try to push. And then I thought our guards, Eva Crone and Bridget Campbell, really stepped up on the outside and created some plays, offensive plays. And then we, you know, I think overall we had a good game to get us into this next one.
Yeah, you guys certainly took care of business on the defensive side of the ball. What were some things that you were able to do that were allowing less than 35 points in this win?
You know, Blue Valley, they have a really good guard, and that was kind of our focus. And they have a really awesome freshman as well. So those two girls we were really focusing on, and we were just trying to keep the ball out of their hand. We would kind of do some double teams early on and try to get them frustrated. And I think ultimately that paid off.
And then after that, of course, last night, coming up just short against Donovan West. So your thoughts on that one against a very good Mustangs team?
Yeah, they played really well. They caused us to have quite a few turnovers. They deserve a lot of credit. You know, we just weren't very disciplined with the ball. We played physical. We played tough. We never gave up. But we just got to be smarter with the basketball, and we got to take advantage of our size as well. You know, we have probably the three biggest, the trio, as what I call it, you know, Delaney Skiggy, Emerson Fordham, and Maria Crum. You know, they're 5'10 and taller. We got to capitalize on that size, and we got to start giving it down low. And that was kind of our game plan early on, and we went to it, and then we just kind of forgot about it. And I just got to do a better job coaching, get us in a better position to win those bigger games.
And with that one in the rearview mirror, we briefly talked about this after our interview last week, how difficult your schedule is in these final three games, starting off with your game against Clifton Clyde, and then you go to Frankfort and then Valley Heights. Your thoughts on this final stretch?
We just got to play physical, and we got to take care of the ball. And I think, like I told you, if we can just be disciplined with the ball and have fewer turnovers, I do believe we can be in almost every single game. And we got to use our strengths. Like, we got to get it down low and hammer hard down there so it can open up our guards. If we just play smart, physical basketball, I think we'll be, you know, in most of these games. And I'm excited because, you know, these girls have something to fight for. It's been a while that Onega's had a 10-win season. So they're not done yet, and we're going to continue to fight. And I'm looking forward to the next three games.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Anything can happen in the TVL, and you guys have been a lot of fun to cover this year. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always, and very much looking forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Onega Girls and Basketball Coach Craig Boswell here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.